You're now listening to La Verdad Podcast. Bueno, mi gente, welcome back to another episode of La Verdad Podcast, and this is your host, Christian. You might be watching the episode right now and say, man, he's wearing the same shirt as the other one. That's because, like I say in every podcast, nosotros grabamos dos shows en un día. Y se me olvidó traer una camisa extra. Usually, I try to change shirts so people don't see it, like, damn, what happened? But yeah, this is the second episode that we record. I'm surrounded by an awesome group, an awesome theater company, that's going to be here at the Segundo Ruiz Belvis Cultural Center. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But before I do that, I wanted to plug two events. Quiero poner y promocionar dos eventos que van a estar... tres eventos.
Tres.
Yeah. Que van a estar ustedes participando y que queremos que la gente vengan y chequen aquí. El primero va a ser en el Segundo Ruiz Belvis Cultural Center. It's going to be here at the SRBCC, the same location that we record a podcast. And that's happening July 11th. So right now it is July. What's today's date? So today's July 7th. So that's coming up July 11th at 7 o'clock here at the Segundo Ruiz Belvis Cultural Center, which is located at 4048 West Armitage. And the event's called An Evening with Inovia Luz, which is who I'm surrounded by today, and Cerca Rivera Dance Theater. Did I say that right? Lo dije bien?
Yeah.
Cool. So there's going to be an evening here with the Inovia Luz crew, the theater company. They're going to be here at the Segundo Ruiz Belvis July 11th at 7 o'clock. Make sure you go on Facebook and or the SRBCC.org website and make sure you get your tickets ahead of time, because once those tickets are gone, you'll be wishing you were here, right, to take a look at it. And there's a couple of free tickets there, too, so if you want to take advantage of that. The next event is Circus of Absence, an exhibit by Inovia Luz, and that's where you guys just came from working. Estaban instalando, right?
In
el local. So that's July 13th at 5 p.m. at the National Museum of Puerto Rican Arts and Culture here in Chicago. So those who are listening to the podcast that are not from Chicago, at least you have two locations that you know of that also does Puerto Rican, that has Puerto Rican events in it or Latino events. The National Museum of Puerto Rican Arts and Culture is located in the Humboldt, right next to Humboldt Park. And the link to that actual event's going to be on the podcast. That's July 13th. They were just there right now installing. Before we go into the whole Inovia Luz, tell me a little bit more about that exhibit and what you guys are doing so that people that might want to go and check it out, they have an idea of what you're doing. So.
Yes. Hello, everybody. And thank you for
inviting
us. Y lo
vamos a hacer en bilingüe. So don't worry. Si te sale en español, te sale en español.
No, gracias por invitarnos.
She's Yari Helfel. I am Carlos José Torres.
Yeah, awesome. We are part of the theater company Inovia Luz. And the exhibition is... when you enter, you will see the characters of the circus, but in a context, in a social context. Mm-hmm. So it's super, tiene muchos colores, mm-hmm. muchos juegos, mucha vida, pero habla de lo que está pasando en Puerto Rico y de lo que está pasando en el mundo en general.
So una forma diferente, a different way to see, como que tras bastidores, like backstage, right?
Kind of
like
exactly. We put the circus, ponemos como el circo en ese front line, pero estamos hablando de cosas profundas y políticas,
wow.
Y añadiendo el tema, ¿verdad? De lo que sería la puertorriqueñidad y Puerto Rico y el problema social que existe en Puerto Rico, pero con una visión, ¿verdad? Juguetona, ajá. lúdica, que te da el circo. Es ese contraste de emociones y visiones.
So ese evento, it's going to happen July 13 at 5 o'clock. Like I mentioned earlier, they just came from there setting it up and all that. It's going to be very, very colorful, right? And it's going to be at the National Museum of Puerto Rican Arts and Culture. So now that we have the other event that they have going on too, that same week, July 14th, and 15, Julio 14 y 15, at the Festival del Barrio, also known as Barrio Fest, as most people call it here, which is at the same location, the National Museum of Puerto Rican Arts and Culture. There's going to be a bunch of different artists, a bunch of different artesanos. There's going to be music, food, everything. Check it out on Facebook. They have all a lineup of what's going on. But Y No Había Luz is going to be there as well. And they're doing a couple workshops.
Yes.
Diferentes talleres for everyone that comes in. For everyone or for the kids?
No, for everyone.
For everybody.
Yeah, always try to work for everybody.
Awesome.
Family.
Because
awesome.
If their kids come, you know, los papás los traen. Ellos no vienen solos. Entonces, los papás se sientan ahí en una esquina y dicen, ok, deja que este nene termine. No, nosotros como que trabajamos también con los adultos y que exploren también ese niño interior y dibujar, pintar. De repente le despierta una chispa en la cabeza y empiezan a trabajar un poquito más alegres y felices.
Es verdad. Y no solamente hacerlo ahí, después lo pueden llevar a la casa y seguir.
Exacto.
Seguir eso. So, July 14, 15 at the same location. Those are the three events that I wanted to promote here at the podcast that Y No Había Luz is taking part of. So now let's get into the meat and potatoes, como dicen.
I'm hungry.
So we have Yari.
Yes.
Right? Y tenemos a Carlos, que son parte del teatro, the theater company, Y No Había Luz. So let's start up with just the name. The name itself, Y No Había Luz. Porque llevan más de 10 años.
Almost 13.
Con ese mismo nombre y todo.
Yeah, with that same name.
Casi 13 años haciendo part of this theater company. So, ¿cómo salió el nombre?
Well, if you ask each one of the members of the company, it will tell you a different story.
Yeah.
But I don't know what you want to hear.
You're mine.
Know, honestly, when I saw the name, right? And before I knew that you guys were around for 13 years, this was, like, I think, 2 years ago, porque este es el segundo año que ustedes vienen a Chicago, right?
Sí.
Tercero, en verdad.
Exacto.
Porque estábamos hablando de eso earlier. But the second year that they come to the segundo Rui Belvis Culture Center.
A trabajar.
Y cuando yo vi el nombre hace 2 años atrás y yo no sabía de lo que era el grupo, yo pensé de los apagones, right? Right?
Sí.
And I was like, oh man, they must have just came up with this name. But then I figured 13 years. So,
yeah, but
does it have to do with that or no?
Not really.
Have to do with the light in your inside of you.
Okay.
But I will tell you a little bit how we met. We start working in the university, studying theater and education and dance.
Okay.
And we just start to create small pieces, original pieces, and we feel this desire to keep working as a collective.
Mm-hmm.
So we work in this way. We are not like we don't have one director and the actors.
Okay.
We are like a 7 co-directors.
So like, and I like the what you said, a collective of individual, because it doesn't keep you in just como in one thing, right? Or
yeah, you got to do everything.
Your own thing. Yeah. And bring in your own.
Exactly. Yeah. But also try to work in the same level, at the same, you know, en el mismo nivel mental, como en la misma página, decimos en español, in the same page.
So todos son co-directors.
Exactly. Yeah, and the about the name, when we start in the university, two of them took a workshop with a great teacher, Deborah Hunt. She's amazing. And at some point in the workshop, the presentation that they had at the end, they called this phrase "Y No Había Luz." Instead of said "Cayó la noche." So, but was a mistake of translation, because she's from Nueva Zelanda.
Oh, okay, I see.
And one of the guys, Francisco, said, "You know what, Julio? We will have someday a company called Y No Había Luz." And was super spontaneously, you know.
Uh-huh.
But then they said this and was like, oh, yeah. No one said, like, hey, come on, this is, like, not fun or
what
nothing.
What does that mean, anyway?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Lo chistoso es que it's kind of similar how we came up with La Verdad, right? Because a lot of people, and no one ever felt like it was like, oh, no, that's kind of lame. Or, no, it was like, oh, that sounds cool. Like, and the first thing was I put it, like, in a T-shirt, and everybody was like, oh, okay, I could see me walking around and people asking about that or what it is about it. So I the same kind of concept where it came out and no one was really against it, right? So.
Exacto. Nadie tenía quizás una opinión porque como que no era mucho, pues, y no había luz. Mira, sí. Por ejemplo, a mí me suena siempre con la idea de eso, de la traducción.
Uh-huh.
y cómo decimos las cosas. And, y No Había Luz is a theater group that works with images, and in most of the productions they don't use words, they just image and image and image and image, and that bring the public a certain way of what the hell, what just going on here, what's happening. And we always say it's art. You could fill the blanks, and everything you think it is, it is.
Yeah,
you
know, and one of the beautiful parts, for those that have not heard of No Había Luz, I would exhort that you go and check out on YouTube, or any just Google the name to get an idea of what they do. Yeah.
We are very, very on Instagram and in Facebook. We still don't got the YouTube, but we're learning.
Okay.
And we're putting that on.
So Instagram, something. For sure. I mean, hasta para la edad de nosotros, Instagram sirve mejor, ¿verdad? Porque estábamos hablando eso earlier, que la gente de los 40, los 65, le gusta YouTube mejor, o Facebook.
Sí, pero
nosotros somos más.
A nosotros nos ha sido de mucha ayuda también las redes sociales. Y también como que, pues, tú tienes la velocidad de la vida hoy en día. Que
está
como
en
que,
el teléfono y buscar ahí.
Y está rapidito. En el teléfono y es rapidito, como que, ah, tengo 5 minutos. ¿Qué hay en Instagram? Ping. Ah, mira, y no había.
Muchas cosas interesantes. Yo me paso casi too much time en Instagram. Pero la razón que quería introducir a la gente que vayan a Instagram y chequearlo, porque and Ivan, that was like our audio guy, Ivan, who was at one of the shows, kind of introduced the concept of what you guys are doing, of this interactive theater, right? And I'm not, I haven't seen that too much from anybody else. By interactive, I mean that you actually do stuff with the audience. You're not just in one stage or up there just doing one thing. You guys turn off lights. You add props that are really intricate and very elaborate. And I haven't really seen that. The other day when I was in New York, I went to Broadway, and they had a Broadway show, and they had a theater. And the whole time I'm thinking, man, this would be cool if it was very interactive, right? If they left the stage and went to the person. And I feel like you guys kind of do that. Is that something that has always been part of the group, or did it evolve into being more interactive?
Well, desde que empezamos, siempre trabajamos yendo a comunidades e interactuando con gente, dando talleres. So now, a few years ago, we started doing theater pieces that involve the audience. Uh-huh. For example, we first, at the beginning, we do a workshop. Fast workshop, and they learn some things, and then we put them in the show. Uh-huh. So for us, it's beautiful because it's a way to erase the difference between the artist and the audience.
Or something, yeah.
And people can have this experience to be part and be in the stage.
Pero ¿a quién le surgió el concepto?
No, it's right? Something that just happens.
Yeah.
No, there's moments in. But the first time I saw it was in Cutendencia, and it's the first piece that No Había Luz made. And suddenly there was a play with a ball and they start playing and the public react.
Uh-huh.
And that was the spark. And then, wait, we could do this.
Yeah.
¿Y por qué podemos? Ah, pero mira, entonces todo lo que dijo Yari anteriormente, se borra esa línea entre los dos, los ponemos a jugar, son un actor más de la escena.
Y le quita ese, that entertainer kind of aspect. Everybody's part of that.
And open the door for people to think, hey,
I could do it too.
I could be part of it, of course.
Muchas veces yo me he dado cuenta with other. Like I was just mentioning, I was in Broadway and my mind plays like that. I'm like, man, if they added this part, because cuando yo era chiquito, yo me acuerdo cuando yo fui a Orlando, Florida, por primera vez fui a Universal. Y tenían una, en esos tiempos era Terminator, the movie Terminator was a big thing, right? Y yo me acuerdo que I was watching like the movie, pero los asientos te tiraban como humo. Y vibraba. Ese concepto me gustó mucho. And I was like, man, I wonder. Y mucha gente le gustó ese concepto. Hasta, empezaron a hacer diferentes theaters with that same type of concept. But I've never seen a theater or company or actors do that on stage until I saw what you guys were doing, which is really, really awesome. Now, in the aspect of creating props, how does that come about?
I think it came from our teachers, Deborah Hahn, Pedro Adorno, and a bunch of others that teach us that use masks, use puppets.
So in the theater world, is it common that the same people acting are also doing the theater work, or is it like a complete different group that does all the props and staging and all?
Maybe
that?
In the traditional way, is as you
diferente,
said.
Separada.
Yeah, some people construct, some people act, some other dance.
Some other are puppeteers, and I went to Cuba, for example, and they were very square on that way of being. I'm a puppeteer. Mm-hmm. I don't do acting. I'm an actor. I don't do puppeteer. Yeah. I am a dancer. Uh-huh. I don't know how to sing. I don't know how to speak. So.
¿Tú piensas que eso tiene que ver con la cultura puertorriqueña de que hacemos todo? We're like one person does everything. ¿O lo has visto en otros lugares?
Lo he visto poco, pero se encuentra. Y yo creo que es una actitud de vida. Más que...
Yes, I think that the...
Y yo sé que estamos hablando de eso earlier, por eso quería decirlo.
In the contemporary life, people want to do more things at the same time, this multitasking thing. Yeah. And for us, we don't want to open the doors. So we want every day try to learn something new, try to learn from the others. Mm-hmm. For example, in the group, some people is more dancers, some more artistic practice. So we try to teach each other and take the good things that the others have. So for this reason, I think that we really want to keep doing this, keep doing different and new things and discovering what else we can do.
Because you're also, like I mentioned earlier, you're also building your own props staging, or ¿cómo se dice? Like the
escenografía, utilería, vestuario.
¿Todos están haciendo eso o tienen alguna gente en el grupo que...?
We try to do, everybody works in everything.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but sometimes we have to make the things go faster. Mm-hmm. You will do this, I will do that, and she will do these other things. Uh-huh. So, but we always change that. I could do lighting for some reason.
And that's so cool.
And I'm learned. We got someone that is very good at it. So I'm learning with them. I need to paint these three walls. And I will help you. How do I do it? Then we start learning how to paint.
Yeah.
And proportions and stuff with the one that, I need a dancer. Please, I need a dancer. I'll go. And that's why we are learning in the process how to be multifaceted. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also the other part that is like the la parte que no se habla, que es la de todo lo administrativo, todo lo que no es
production.
La parte artística.
Yeah. Y yo iba a decir eso ahora también. Like,
we do it.
¿Cada uno
also
de ustedes lo hacen o tienen a alguien que se dedica más
you
a
know,
eso?
Cada uno de nosotros sabe hacer mejor algo. So, tratamos de hacer lo que mejor sabemos hacer.
Yeah.
Pero se nos ha hecho bien difícil descubrir esa parte administrativa, todo lo que conlleva la seriedad de ser adultos. No es solo ir
it's the boring stuff, you know?
The papers.
Papers
it's
money,
super hard.
Mathematics.
It's super hard and we really take it like another... artistic thing, because you need to have a lot of creativity to don't freak out and run away and go on normal work.
And you have trust. You have to. That's like the one that's. So one of the things here within our podcast is like we have everybody does their own little thing to help out, but like it's also a big trust part behind it of handling all the money and all the contracts or the administrative stuff, right, behind it. And it's hard. Like, whoever handles it for you guys and the people that handle it for us, it's a hard task because you also have to... You have to be on top of everybody and know what's everybody's schedule and know what everybody's up to and can they go and can they do it, so...
Yeah, but and that's why for us it's so hard because it's also... In this time, at first was maybe Francisco and then Julio, but this time it's Yari who is working more on that. Mm-hmm. And And she, but she's also an artist. Mm-hmm. She's not a product manager.
Yeah.
And she cleaned her hands. No, she wants to get their hands dirty and work and do stuff. And there's like double work, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like kind of to be in two parts at the same moment. So.
Yeah, wearing two hats or three hats or four hats at the same time.
Exactly.
And having to balance it so that you give your all on the stage or on the play. And then also the administrative stuff.
But don't worry, we are jugglers too.
¿Cuántos son en el grupo?
Somos siete.
Siete.
Sí.
¿Y siempre ha sido siete o empezaron más o menos?
No, empezaron tres.
We start like, yeah.
Después cinco y ahora siete.
Siete. ¿Y ustedes, like, do you ever feel like you want to add more people in there or no?
It has been very hard for us.
Well, at the beginning, the first maybe 5 or 10 years, we felt the sensation that no, mm-hmm. because we were not ready enough. Now we are 2 years ago, we start working, inviting like
students
doing the
internship.
Mm-hmm.
From the University of Puerto Rico, making like working for us. For a semester or for a month, a year, to get experience, and they just made that a class.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we feel that we are ready to include more people to work with us because we are enough organized. Mm-hmm. And we are, for example, we have two people that they took the internship and then they just call, hey, I'm here. You need help? Yes.
Yeah.
And then we start, empezamos a contar con esa persona.
Yeah, yeah. Sí, pero ha sido bien orgánico en ese sentido. Yeah. Como que, por ejemplo, I'm one of the last guys to get into the company. And it was fue de la misma manera.
Como o que, son los que empezaron con la con y no había luz. De los fundadores, tú eres el único que queda.
No, al revés.
No, nunca se ha ido
todos
nadie.
Todos los que se quedan en Navia Luz va a morir con Navia Luz. pero que yo fui de los últimos que entró. I was one of the last that came.
Yeah.
Y fue de la misma manera, como que de repente colaboramos. We do a collaboration, a dance piece.
Yeah, y como que.
And then they always. We need someone to do this. Okay, I go. do you need help? Oh yes, come. You know, yeah. what's like
y es lo mejor, yo pienso, because
you
familia,
know, exactly, and you know that person, that mm-hmm. guy, that girl, it want to be there.
Yeah.
It's not something like, oh, dude,
en mi trabajo,
I gotta go there. Exacto. No, yeah. it's not like that. It's people that are with their soul, mm-hmm. their passion, and they want to do it. So, and that's what Jad is saying. It's we got like 3 or 4 each year, and all only one. Just we keep with one, and that girl, that guy says, "I am here with you. Whatever you need, just call me. This is my itinerary of my work. Anything else I could do beside that time, just tell me." And ha sido bien gratificante mm-hmm. para nosotros saber también que gente que quiera hacer lo que nosotros estamos haciendo, mm-hmm. como que llevar esa voz.
Yeah, that's exacto. So awesome. Ahora. the you guys are here in Chicago, you're traveling. As far as in Puerto Rico or making a living out of Y No Había Luz, how often are you guys traveling, or is it set in place in Puerto Rico? Like, I guess what I'm getting at is, like, how are you funded? How is your company funded? Are you currently more on the traveling side, or like a traveling company, or more in a set location in Puerto Rico?
Well, estamos en Puerto Rico, uh-huh. set in Puerto Rico, but yeah, we love visit other countries, mm-hmm. know a new people, new artists, share with other people our work. Mm-hmm. So our first travel was to Chile, Punta Arenas, Chile,
wow.
and was, yeah, super amazing. And after that, we continue traveling sometimes one per year. This year, we went to Cuba,
nice.
And now here. And yeah, we really want to continue making bridges because we think that is necessary for us.
Yeah.
Because we are a little bit alone in the island. we need collaborations and help and yeah, continue open these doors.
And how often are you doing a show in Puerto Rico?
We trust in their repertory. So, okay. Desde que empezamos, mm-hmm. nos dimos cuenta que muchos amigos nuestros hacían obras, las presentaban un fin de semana, and then the play die. And then they start doing a new thing. And we think that the repertory makes you, give you the possibility to have like a product so you can That's keep it going. And yeah, you have something y puedes seguir mejorando la pieza. For example, Q Tendencia is the our first piece and we keep doing it and mm-hmm. doing it better, change things. The piece grew with us. And yeah.
And I think in a marketing perspective, right, when you're trying to leave and go to other markets, it's easier to go in and say, hey, I got all this stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you give them like all the stuff and pick from there, or do you do them all together?
It's better to say like, what do you need?
Okay.
What do you want? What do you need to, who you're talking to?
Who's your audience?
It's just for kids. Uh-huh. It's something that we just had to go and perform, or something that you need like more like step by step. Yeah. We also do a lot of workshops. We could do a workshop and a piece, and that's how we manage to, you know, to confront that. And also, it's not so waste of energy, because sometimes you do a piece, you rehearse 3 months, do the piece, done, and all that energy that you waste, it goes off. We keep that energy, keeping the piece alive, you know, and then we start working on that energy because we have it.
Yeah.
It's like a storage.
So yeah, the idea of being able to have it como un repertorio is so awesome to me because, like you said, all that energy that you put into that one piece is not going to die off when you do that show.
Exactly.
And it keeps going. You can add to it. Now, the idea of that one piece, right? Like, I'm going to think about it like a song, right? De un CD. The idea of that one song or that one piece that you guys are doing, is it a collaborative effort or is it one person at a time usually coming up with that idea?
It could be the idea of one person, but once you put that in the table, it's the idea of everybody and awesome. Everybody will put something on it.
That's great.
So maybe you just, I just have this idea, but I don't have to finish. Let's, what happened if they saw their eyes?
And then the fights come and then we hate each other a lot. And then, because it's not
This is my idea. No, this is my idea. What are you talking about?
Or you're changing the whole idea.
But it's what we learn on the way to a piece that nothing is, you put something there is everybody thing.
Yeah, and I think that's what adds to it, right? That familia feeling to it, because everybody put into it as opposed to one person telling everybody what to do, where that just feels like, oh, esa es la idea de Carlos, esa es la idea de esta persona. No me gusta, you know, but como todo el mundo puso su granito de arena
you
feel part of it.
And this is super important.
And you could see it in the presentation, because you could feel that word that you're talking about, it's the word of everybody.
And talking about, some people tell us, okay, you think that your work is a political work? And we said, it's not a literally political in the way that we say the things, but for example, the way that we live, for us, we are trying to say, okay, let's try another way that is not having a shift, and you said, oh, this, I hate my work. You know, so it's super hard. It's not easy. It's super hard deal. Accept the other's opinion is, but maybe at the end you feel more part of it.
Yeah.
So you want to put more of you. And we think that if everyone feel the same in their works, the world, of course,
would be better.
Sería diferente.
Big time. And then do you feel that because of the devastation that Puerto Rico just went through, right? Hurricane Maria, has it created more inspiration to your work? Has it stopped your work? Or can you tell me a little bit more, like what's your mindset now that Hurricane Maria came by?
For us, it's very crazy because It was a boom for creativity to work.
I feel that, yeah.
To,
feel
you like know, for us in Avia Luz, for our group, was a catalytic of yeah. potential. We do a new piece. We know a lot more communities in Puerto Rico. We travel a lot in Puerto Rico for free or for a little small amount of money. Mm-hmm. We went there and we worked with people and was like a good horse that we ride to go to all the island, you know?
And I feel the same way, like a lot of, excuse me, a lot of people from just viewing, right? I'm not there, so I don't know exactly. And that's why I ask you guys. But from the outside looking in, cuando yo me pongo a ver los videos, los blogs, o gente hablando, como que la creatividad like it's just, like you said, exploded with this, because like, como que lo que estaba adentro salió.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly. Pero de repente también vemos por otro lado, eso es el pueblo, eso es la gente, esa es la brega del día al día.
Yeah.
Pero ves el gobierno, you see the government, and it's like, dude, oh, come on,
yeah.
Where's your creativity, yeah. dude?
Yeah, you know,
and you see those things, and you say, what happened?
Yeah, what's
and
going
that's,
on?
And that's take me the route to the Circo de la Ausencia and mm-hmm. the exposition that we're doing in the museum that talk a lot about that.
And this Circo de la Ausencia, which is the one that's happening July 13, right? To
yeah.
give the promo at 5:00 in the National Museum of Puerto Rican Arts and Culture here in Chicago. That one was a result of Hurricane Maria.
No.
It happened before that.
But it happens.
Tell me about it.
It happens in between. We say that we put it in the exposition in the
August
gallery.
August to December.
Exacto. In the gallery of Sagrado Corazón, August to December. But it happens September, mm-hmm. Huracan Maria, and then they say, okay, you will have 3 or 4 more months for the exposition, because it's just the right thing that we have to do right
yeah.
now, an exposition like this one, because with Maria, all the things that we are talking about just get deeper and harder, and you say,
yeah.
I told you, bro, this gonna happen, and this is why we're
wow,
we're in that
like,
way.
Yeah.
No tenemos fotos, no podemos enseñarte como cosita.
No, pero está bien, because para la gente que están viendo el podcast o están escuchando, it should make them want to go see it.
Se va a quedar por 6 meses.
Oh, ¿verdad? Okay.
Así que la apertura es el 13, queremos que
pero
vaya
no le vamos
ese día.
Ya no le vamos a decir a nadie que se va a quedar. Va a ser ese día.
Pero es bien lindo para nosotros también poder yeah. dejar esa parte de nosotros aquí y uh-huh. que gente de diferentes estados, de Chicago, de otros estados, puedan venir a visitarnos, aunque no estemos. Uh-huh. Es algo que nos es la primera vez que lo estamos haciendo.
Wow.
Y se nos va a hacer difícil dejarlas irnos.
Me imagino, because you put in so much work into it that it's like for me, like if I was to leave something, I'd be like, oh.
And we're more used to do the stuff, put the stuff, and then take it, everything, and go to the workshop. Now it's like, we got to leave it. Are we sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Who's gonna take care of it?
Exactly.
So, after Chicago, do you guys have anything else going on in Puerto Rico or any other big plans going on
yes.
for the company?
Well, the big plan is celebrate our 15th anniversary, the
wow.
1.5 years. Exacto. De aquí a un año y medio, we are start planning what we want to do. But cuando regresemos a Puerto Rico en agosto, tenemos 2 proyectos con Orocovis y con Tua Baja
uh-huh.
para seguir trabajando eventos culturales en comunidad
okay.
a través de talleres y presentaciones. Y ambas cosas surgieron después del huracán porque la gente ha empezado como a darse cuenta que a través de que el arte es necesario, que la cultura, que ese espacio uh-huh. es necesario. Antes del huracán era mucho más difícil presentarle la idea a algún alcalde o a alguna persona y que le viera el valor que tiene.
I see. Especialmente con lo que está pasando, que yo tratando de quedarme al día de lo que está pasando en Puerto Rico, me estoy dando cuenta que la salud mental ha sido algo que ha estado it's been really big, you know, hit hard in the island. And things like this help out, right? Things like the arts have always been known to give a little bit, un poquito más de aliento, and a little bit more of help with the mental illnesses that have happened and are going to happen because of the result of the hurricane.
And the release of stress, you know, it's the hurricane was a stress, very stressful moment. And art, you know, painting, we also do a piece that is called Diego the Blind Guy, and so, and we make a song, and we may put people to chorus with us things that were happening, and we write a play with their words and what happening. Oh, I have to take a shower with cold water all year, all day. But we put it in the song, and they laugh about that stuff. And he comido salchicha por una semana. Okay, but let's put that in the song, and you sing it. And that's, you know, you start seeing the life. Yeah, it's a release, and you see the life differently. Because okay, I could laugh a little bit about this. You know,
some of the best things that have happened usually happen after a tragedy, right, or something bad that has happened. Have you thought about perhaps doing this into like a film or any of these works? Have you done it into a film yet or thinking about it?
Que si estamos pensando
como hacerlo más como una producción para, por ejemplo, YouTube, Vimeo, en
bueno,
film.
Tenemos como te mencionábamos ahorita, que hacemos un poquito de todo. Tenemos varios cortometrajes, tenemos un documental de nuestros 10 años de trabajo. Y sí, nos gusta mucho documentar los procesos porque tiempo después lo ves y es material que se queda. Y mucho de lo que pasa en Puerto Rico de la cultura no está registrado del teatro.
Desde allá.
Tenemos, después del huracán, siempre nos llevábamos en todas estas actividades, nos llevábamos cámaras y tenemos que, de hecho, vamos a presentar en la actividad del 11, tenemos varios videos cortos de esa experiencia. De llegar a la comunidad, ver la reacción de la gente.
That's awesome, yeah.
Así que
sí, but we're trying to learn about that YouTube stuff because we always have documentation of our work. Pero mucha de esa documentación se queda en un guardado en un disco duro. Entonces YouTube, Instagram nos está ayudando mucho, videitos en Facebook también nos ayudarían a poder proyectar un poco más todo ese trabajo y que
para
se vea
ahí por mucho tiempo.
Exacto, y como que gente también se pueda referirse a ellos para encontrarnos a nosotros o para, de nuevo, como para que surjan cosas por otra gente. Yo también puedo hacer eso, yeah. Yo también puedo ayudar, mira.
Exactamente. And that's one of the things that we've been trying to do with the podcast too, is that to inspire other people that they could do it too. I mean, like I said, empezamos en el ático de Casa de Papi. Yeah. Y ahora estamos en un local, you know, a poder hacerlo igualmente con gente que a lo mejor nunca han experimentado con las artes o el teatro. A lo mejor ven eso y dicen, you know, I could do that.
And there's for years and years, people do something and, no, this is mine. I don't want anyone to copy this. Yes. Oh, I need this.
Y nunca sale.
And then, exactly, or stay in one stuff. Nosotros no, nosotros queremos contagiar a la gente y que se sientan que pueden hacer las cosas, empoderar, independizar, tú sabes, como esas son palabras que nosotros tenemos todo el tiempo en la cabeza, por eso vamos a lugares como comunidades donde necesitan eso o donde lo están haciendo, porque muchas comunidades en Puerto Rico después del huracán han tenido que hacerlo, independizarse del sistema eléctrico
y hacerlo,
decidir, mira, yo no necesito el gobierno para esto, yo lo voy a hacer yo porque ellos no me están ayudando. Entonces empiezan a, tú sabes, a tener una visión, que es la visión que nosotros tenemos
de autogestión, de hacerlo por cuenta.
We are made at everything by ourselves, our masks, our puppets, and also our plays are made by us. No one helps, you know.
And we're getting to the end of the podcast, and I just want to mention, if you guys could give me las redes sociales que tengan para que nuestros seguidores and those that are watching or listening can go ahead and follow you on social media. So
síganos en Instagram y No Había Luz, Facebook y No Había Luz, y pronto un YouTube de Y No Había Luz, www.ynohabialuz.
Si quieres ver, exacto, si quieres ver toda la información más completa en la página oficial, tenemos los cortometrajes, okay, la información de la obra.
Ya, lo tenías que decir como si tuviera un programa de entonces, televisión.
Como un commercial. Sí, te lo dejo a ti. Bueno, le quiero dar las gracias otra vez por estar aquí con nosotros. I want to thank them for coming in today. They've been working a lot. They've been working hard. Por lo menos no está súper caliente aquí, aunque ustedes están acostumbrados al calor.
No, está rico. Está en Puerto Rico
está bien bonito. Este, disfruten de la ciudad, de los vientos, como dicen. So those, once again, they'll be here at the Segundo Ruiz Belfries Cultural Center July 11th. At the National Museum of Puerto Rican Arts and Culture, located in Chicago, on July 13th, and also at the same location, July 14th and 15th, doing a couple of workshops for those at the Festival del Barrio, or Barrio Fest, as we like to call it. Once again, thank you guys so much. Make sure you like, share, subscribe at La Verdad LTD. Peace and God bless.